Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Joan Matthews coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio, and it is October 17, 2020. I'm counting down to the end of this year. I think this year went by very fast. With all the mayhem and plagues and pestilences that have fallen upon the land, upon this valley of the shadow of death, and we and we are still here. Those of us who are here, those of us who are listening, and those of us who are still who still have breath in their bodies, we just have to give God the honor and the glory and the praise for bringing us this far and for sustaining us and for keeping us from the shadows of death that so lingers over this this earth. You know, the psalmist put it this way. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And you know, folks, we are living in the valley of the shadow of death. This earth is literally the valley of the shadow of death. Everywhere we turn, we see death around us. Everywhere we turn, there is chaos, there is destruction. And we know that we are not here to turn stone. We are not here forever. The Bible tells us that we are pilgrims and strangers and visitors upon this earth. And Yahushua was said that he has gone to prepare a place for us. And if he go and prepare a place for us, he will come again and receive us unto himself, that where he is, there we may be also. When he spoke like that in John chapter 14, one of his apostles asked him, where are you going? You know, where are you going? Where are you going to be at? He said, I'm going to the Father. He said, I'm in my Father and my Father is in me. And so, folks, that's where you are, there we may be also. And so, he's in the Father. And this is why, you know, the Lord said that we have to be in him and him in us. How are we in him and him in us? Well, when we eat of his word, when we receive him as our Lord and Savior, when we eat the word, he is the word of God, then he is in us. When we believe in him, when we trust in his word, we actually eat his word. We actually swallow and eat his word, and he come and live in us, and his Holy Spirit rule and reign in us. So today I just want to continue where I left off about the Lucifer, is trying to get back into heaven. He believes that he can do that through man. Lucifer, through man, have been looking for the God particle. See if I could bring up something on the Large Hadron Collider. Okay, so last time I talked about I talked about the God particle, how Lucifer has been looking, Lucifer and wicked men have been looking for the God particle through ages. I talked about CRISPR, how mankind have been tearing the DNA apart, literally. CRISPR is a gene, it's a gene editing method, which, this is what it say, CRISPR gene editing is a method by which the genome of a living organism may be edited. Edited meaning that you can delete, you can remove strands of DNA, you can twist the DNA, you can delete, you can add, you can manipulate, you can amplify. It is based on a simple version of the bacteria CRISPR antiviral defense system by delivering a case, the case nine nuclease complex with a synthetic guide. RNA. And RNA is a ribonucleic acid. That's what it means. And they say it's a polymeric molecule essential in various biological roles, encoding, decoding, regulation, and expression of genes. RNA and DNA are nucleic acids, and along with lipids, protein, and carbohydrate constitute the four major macromolecules essential for all known forms of life. So this is what CRISPR does. And they're actually using this gene editing technology or gene editing method on the human genome. They can delete, they can add, they can do whatever. They can do whatever comes to their mind. But not only they're using CRISPR, and CRISPR was founded in Switzerland. Like, there is something going on in Switzerland. Like Satan is working through Switzerland to do all sort of things. Continue to look for the gene, the God particle. If you research the Large Hadron Collider, Large Hadron, HadronCollider, the Large Hadron Collider, LCH, is the world's largest and highest energy particle collider and the largest machine in the world. It was built by the European Organization for Nuclear Research, which is called CERN, CERN, between 1998 and 2008. In collaboration with over 10,000 scientists and hundreds of universities and laboratories. This is where our money is going to. As well as more than 100 countries. It lies in a tunnel 27 kilometers or 17 miles. This is how large this thing is, 17 miles long. Oh, no, 17 miles. Okay, backtrack. It lies in a tunnel 27 kilometers or 17 miles in circumference. So, wow, this is how wide. It looks like a giant pipeline. But could you imagine something look like a giant pipeline right? It says it lies in a tunnel. Or the tunnel. The tunnel is 27 kilometers or 17 miles wide. In circumference. And is deep. And is as deep as 175 meters or 575 feet beneath the France-Switzerland border near Geneva. Meanwhile, this Large Hadron Collider was developed by Switzerland. And it lies in this tunnel that borders France and Switzerland near Geneva. What is it for? What does it do? CERN breakthrough physicists observe extremely rare decay of Dogar. Let me just read what they say here. You think I'm making it up when I tell you about this God particle that the Lord revealed to me about? CERN breakthrough. This is the breakthrough. Physicists observe extremely rare decay of the God particle. Rare decay of the God particle? Particle physicists at CERN. Oh. Okay. Okay, now it's like I'm reading this and all of a sudden a whole bunch of ads. The devil is a liar. I'm reading this thing about CERN and then all of a sudden a whole bunch of ads just came up. And block what I'm reading. It all the ads just came up and it's asking me to accept something. I'm going to try to go backwards. It's like it just blocked me from reading it. Okay, let me just read this fast before it blocked me again. There it goes, it's blocking me. We value your privacy. We want our partners to access information on a device such as cookies. No, I really don't want to accept nothing. Okay, I know what I'll do. I think I'll just go back and just try to maybe quickly copy what I'm going to read and paste it. Oh, it's not even letting me. It wants me to accept. It wants me to accept what I'm reading. Hurry up. Okay. All right. Every time I try to read it, it's just blocking me. Let me see if I copied. Okay, so I managed to copy an excerpt from what was there. Let me see here. So, when CERN scientists announced in 2012 the discovery. That's not even what I want. Okay. When CERN scientists announced in 2012 the discovery of the Higgs boson, the so-called God particle, the world of physicists was in a frenzy. Since the 1960s, physicists have theorized the existence of an elementary particle. That could explain why other particles have mass. Following half a century of theoretical work, evidence of the God particle was finally uncovered. Right, evidence of the God particle was finally uncovered at CERN's Large Hadron Collider, the world's biggest particle accelerator, deep under Switzerland and France. So, since then, since 2012, since this Large Hadron Collider was created, almost 20 years ago, the project started. What happened? What happened? Have they given up? I haven't heard any news on it. I may have to go in and do some research on my own. In October 2020, this is the latest update. October 13, 2020. Researchers at Large Hadron Collider are confident to make contact with parallel universe in days. Really? I have to start following this and no. They are confident that they are going to make contact, right, with parallel universe in days. The extraordinary complex LHC, Large Hadron Collider, Atom Smasher. Literally smash an atom. An atom is, you can't even see an atom with your naked eye. So the astoundingly complex Large Hadron Collider Atom Smasher at the CERN Center in Geneva, Switzerland, are fired up to its maximum energy beyond what you and I can ever think of. It said it's fired up to its maximum energy levels ever in an endeavor to identify or perhaps generate. Oh God, have mercy on us. You guys go and read it. Look up Large Hadron Collider. Large Hadron, H-A-D, or Hadron, you can pronounce it, H-A-D-R-N, Collider, C-O-L-L-I-D-E-R. So this is what it's saying. It's saying that they are confident to make contact with the parallel universe in days. They are stunningly complex Large Hadron Collider Atom Smasher at the CERN Center in Geneva, Switzerland, are fired up to its maximum energy levels ever in an endeavor to identify or perhaps generate tiny black holes. Why would they do that? Why have they created this Large Hadron, this very complex machine atom bomber to look for the God particle? And they say that they're confident to make contact with parallel universe in days. And this article went out October 13th of this year. And now they have already fired it up and in the hopes of identifying or perhaps generate. So they are hoping to identify a black hole, or if not, they are going to generate a tiny black hole. They are going to generate tiny black holes. If successful, a very new universe is going to be exposed. Are you kidding me? Could you imagine the impact this is going to have on the world? And next thing you know, they are going to say, oh, this is happening, or that is happening, or something is coming to the atmosphere. This is why the Lord said that things are going, our man's heart is going to fail them for looking upon and for seeing the things that are going to come upon this earth. Because, folks, mankind is doing this. Man is doing this. We are the ones doing this. We are the ones destroying the world. Now they're going to the farthest reaches of the galaxy, the farthest reaches of the universe. What in the world are they looking for? What are they looking for? This Large Hadron Collider, I haven't followed it in a while. Now they're planning to identify a tiny black hole, and if they haven't seen any tiny black holes, they are going to perhaps generate tiny black holes. If successful, a new universe is going to be exposed. How do they know if they are successful in generating these tiny black holes, or if they identify these tiny black holes? How do they know? If successful, they say a very new universe. Universe? I don't know what they said. If successful, a very new universe is going to be exposed. I'm trying to chew that up in my mouth a little bit. I'm trying to just kind of figure out what they mean. What in the world do these people mean? Do these scientists mean? These 100 scientists. This is new to me. What in the world? If successful, a very new universe. A very new universe? Is there a new universe? We are living in the universe. If successful, a very new universe is going to be exposed. Let me see if I could read more of this. If they don't block me from reading it. Tiny black hole. Okay, it says if successful, a very new universe is going to be exposed. How do they know that? I'm sorry, my daughter's puppy is here, and now she sees the cat. And she's having a fit. She wants to go play with the cat, but the cat hates her. And now she's making a lot of noise. So they say, if successful, can you please take her outside to calm her down? So, folks, I'm here, the puppy. She's just 6 weeks old, and she's having a fit because she sees the cat. So I'm reading here about what the enemy is doing. I'm reading here, and the puppy is making a racket. I'm reading here about, you know, just to give an opening, just so that everyone who listens would know and understand and do their own research and stop looking at the news. What they're doing, they're just regurgitating the same thing over and over and over again. They're just brainwashing the masses. They're just keeping us occupied. keeping our minds occupied, keeping our time occupied in staring at the TV and listening to the rhetoric, listening to the lies, listening to the same stories over and over and over and over again. And they're doing it so much so that people become either overly zealous or just zombie-like. They become numb to what's going on. And then eventually they're like, oh, it's normal. Oh, you know, yeah, it's normal. So in doing this, they literally are trying to make what's happening, you know, and just normalize it. But I'm encouraging anyone to just, the internet is rich with information as to what's going on in the world, not just in America, not just what the beast is trying to do. So I'm encouraging you to just look up the Large Hadron Collider, the Large Hadron, H-A-D-R-O-N-C-O-L-L-I-D-E-R. Look up the Large Hadron Collider. That's what I was telling you. CRISPR was developed in Switzerland. The Large Hadron Collider is developing in Switzerland. And they're literally firing it up again to just looking for the God particle. Heaven helps us. Lord God, help us. God, I can't even talk. Help us. And I'm gonna read this again. Researchers at the Large Hadron Collider are confident to make contact with parallel universe. And this article was just written October 13th, 2020. The astoundingly complex Large Hadron Atom Smasher at the CERN Center in Switzerland are fired up to its maximum energy level ever in an endeavor to identify or perhaps generate a tiny black holes. Just imagine this large, look it up, you can see this thing that's inside of the Earth, between the border of Geneva and Switzerland. It's huge, the largest ever thing in the history of Earth. Read it up and look it up and read up on it. And they're saying it's fired up to its maximum energy level ever in an endeavor to identify tiny black holes. And if they haven't identified any tiny black holes, perhaps they're going to generate tiny black holes in the universe, right? If successful, a very new universe is going to be exposed. So if they're successful in generating these tiny black holes in the universe, in the fabric of time, if they're successful, a very new universe is going to be exposed. Now, how do they know that? How do they know that a very new universe is going to be exposed? What do they mean, a very new universe? Just because they punch tiny black holes, they expect to see. They expect to see a new universe being exposed. What are they saying? What are they telling us? How is it we're not hearing these things on the news? Because they're distracting us from knowing what the heck they're doing behind the scenes. They're distracting us with all this COVID and with all this politics and with all of this lockdown. And they're not telling us what they're doing. Satan is like a roaring lion. That bastard, he's trying to get back into heaven. And if he don't get back there, and if he know he can't back, he knows that he can't get back there. I know he's a psychopath. But and him and his angels and his demons and these wicked men, these wicked children of Satan, they're psychopaths. And Satan knows, and he's using men. He's promising them, just like he promised the angels of heaven. Just as he promised the angels of heaven. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, this weather is just causing me to sneeze and get so stuffy. The enemy knows, oh my God, it's like, I'm sorry, my nose is getting so stuffy. I'm sorry, welcome 708. So if Lucifer can't get back into heaven, because this is what he's trying to do, folks. Lucifer is trying to get back into heaven. See if I can, Ezekiel chapter 28 and Isaiah chapter 14. Because thine heart is lifted up and thou hast said, I am a God. I sit in the seat of God in the midst of the seas. So Lucifer is saying he's God. He sits in the seat of God in Isaiah chapter 28, verse 2. I am a God. I sit in the seat of God in the midst of the seas. You know, the Bible tells us in the book of Matthew, when the Lord taught, Yeshua talked about the wheat and the tares, and he said, the tares are the children of the wicked one, and the wheat are the children of the Most High God. You know, and we know that in the Bible, the seas is symbolic for people, languages, and nations, and tongues. People, tongues, and languages and nations. So he said, I sit in the seat of God in the midst of the seas, meaning in the midst of the nations, in the midst of the people. And he, you know, the Lord is saying to Ezekiel, yet you are a man and not a God. And though your heart, and though thou set thine heart as the heart of God, you know, and so he is pretending to be the God, to be God. And wicked men are believing. And if you jump down to verse 6, therefore, thus said the Lord God, because thou hast set thine heart as the heart of God, behold, therefore I will bring strangers upon thee, the terrible of the nations. And if you jump over to Isaiah chapter 14, Isaiah chapter 14, I'm just going to read some of the excerpt, chapter 14, verse 13, 14, and 15 say, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? So why are the nations being weakened all over the world? Wars and death and dying and destruction and sicknesses and diseases and forced vaccination and forced laws, enforced lockdown, enforce everything, as if they have control over the minds of the people, which they do, unfortunately, because the earth is run, you know, and ruled by the wicked one. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which thou didst weaken the nations? O God, have mercy. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. The stars of God, meaning the angels of God. I will sit also upon the mountain of the congregation. And in Ezekiel talk about Lucifer saying that he's sitting, that he was in the mountain of God. In the sight of the north, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Nope. That's the same thing he said in Ezekiel. The Lord said, it's the same thing the Lord was saying to Ezekiel. I will be like the Most High. And this is the Lord saying again to him. This is a message to Lucifer and his angel. Yet you shall be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. you know, folks jumping back over to the Large Hadron Collider. But I'm saying Satan, he's using man. He's using man's knowledge, man's mind. Just like the Holy Spirit is like our Heavenly Father. Just like our Heavenly Father comes into the hearts and minds of men to establish his throne in our heart, to establish his works and to do the works to us. Just like Yeshua is in us, the Holy Spirit is in us, working his works to us and allowing us to do his work here on earth for each other and love each other. Satan is discussing the minds and the hearts of wicked men doing his will, doing his work. And we are in big trouble if we don't give our hearts to the Lord, if we don't seek him and search him, because the Bible tells us, you know, man's heart is going to fail him for looking and for watching and for looking upon these things that are going to come upon the earth. Folks, we haven't seen anything yet. So I'm going to come finish reading what's going on, the latest update with the LHC, the Large Hadron Collider in Switzerland. If successful, if they're successful in creating tiny holes, tiny black holes in the fabric of the universe, if successful, a very new universe is going to be exposed. What new universe is going to be exposed? The only how a new universe is going to be exposed is God create one day. But if something is going to be exposed, it's not a new universe. It's something that's already been there. But I guess to us, it's new. And why are they going out into outer space, deep into outer space, trying to rip a hole? And they're saying tiny black holes. I remember before Stephen Hawking, do you remember the scientist that scientist who couldn't speak and he was kind of twist up, you know, have probably cerebral palsy. I don't know what he had. But Stephen Hawking is a very brilliant scientist. Before he died, he told them, He said, do not go out there and try to rip a hole in the fabric of space. Do not go out there and try to open up any black hole, because something might come through that may just annihilate every civilization on earth. Of course, the Most High God is not going to allow that to happen, because we know how the story ends. We know what the Lord God says. We know when you read the Bible what he said was going to happen. Of course, he said at least a third, twice, two different times, a third. So at least. At least two-thirds of the population on earth will die. Yeshua said, if you do not come back and cut the time short, no flesh will be left upon the earth. This is we're living in serious time, folks. We need to pray like we've never prayed before. We need to fall on our knees and just cry out. Cry out. Call unto him night and day in sackcloth and ashes, to show ourselves approved. We want to be on the Lord's side. We want to be part of the 144,000 that are going to be sealed. I want to be a part of. I want to be one of those who are going to be sealed. Who is going to be fighting against Lucifer? Who are going to be fighting against wicked men? Who are going to be empowered by the Most High God? When we are sealed by the Holy Spirit, by the angel. When we are sealed with the seal of God in our head, then we are off the chart with the enemy. He cannot touch us. We become we become, I guess, invincible. But anyway, I kept getting distracted. This is too much. So if they're successful in generating tiny black holes in the fabric of space, if successful, a new universe is going to be exposed. How do they know that? If they're successful, a new universe is going to be exposed. What is going to come through? Are they trying to put tiny black holes? They're saying tiny, but we don't know what's going to happen. If they're successful in putting holes, let's just say if they're successful in ripping holes in the universe and whatever is out there, how do we know what is going to come through? How do we know if they're doing that to release angels that were trapped behind? You know, we read the Book of Enoch. We're told that the Lord God sent the angel Michael, the angels, to bind up some of the, there were 200 angels that came down in the days of Jared, in the days of Enoch, and went into the daughters of men and had children by them. These are ways the enemy is using to get back into heaven, by having children here on earth. These are some of his children that are doing all of this. Some of Lucifer and the fallen angels' children that are doing all of this wicked, that are running the world, that are running the government, that are causing the nations to be in pain and suffering, that are making the nations wasted. Okay? If successful, a new universe is going to be exposed. Modifying, listen to this, modifying completely not only the physics books, but the philosophy books too. This is what I'm reading from the Large Hadron Collider page. As of October 13, 2020. It is even probable. It is even probable that gravity from our own universe may transfer gravity. Gravity. Okay. I'm trying to fathom this. Gravity from our own universe may transfer into this parallel universe. Researchers at the LHC say, okay, what's going to happen? I mean, God created this earth in a way and seal it off, put a dome over us, put a covering over us to seal us off from what's behind there. We're not supposed to do that, but Lucifer and his children, the fallen angel, they are going up against God. This is like the Tower of Babel all over again. The experiment is assured to accurate alarmist critics of the LHC, many of whom literally warn the high-energy particle collider will start the top of our universe with the making a part of its own. But up to now, Geneva's stays intact and securely outside the event horizon. Okay, I have to follow up on this new development. So I encourage each and every one of you to go and to read up upon this Large Hadron Collider and read upon the CRISPR, CRSPR technology, and see how they are manipulating the universe, they're manipulating man's DNA. Lucifer is trying to get back into heaven, and he will do everything and anything that he can to do, even to the point of manipulating, of destroying our DNA, that God particle inside of us. Well, that DNA strand inside of us that link us to the God particle, that link us to the Holy Spirit, Yeshua in us, is that the God particle is the creative word in us. Yeshua HaMashiach is the creative word. He is the word of God in us. And he comes in the form of the Holy Spirit in each and every single one of us. And that is what Lucifer is looking for, because it's raw power. Yeshua, the word of God, is raw. It's raw power. He's fire. He is power. He's literally the creator, the creative word, the creative power of the universe. And Lucifer thinks he can get his hand on the, I don't know what he's thinking, but he's desperate enough to do anything. And if he can't get to that point, he sure as heck will stop as much of us from going back into heaven, because he knows that he can never get there. And he knows that you and I that are here in the flesh have every opportunity through the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach, our Heavenly Father who put on flesh. He knows that we have the opportunity to get back into heaven through the blood, through Yeshua, and he will stop at nothing to destroy our minds, our body, our soul, everything, anything, to make our life as miserable as possible on this earth. But anyways, I come to the last, already to the last minute of the show, of this program. I love every one of you in Christ. God love every one of you. Repent. The coming of the Lord is near. We are living in perilous time. They are becoming desperate. They are doing everything possible that they can to destroy the world. To destroy the world, because it's our home where we live, to destroy our home and to destroy our mind and our body and our soul. So God be with each and every one of you as we head into these perilous days ahead of us. Love you all in Christ.